A computer animated shark drew record audiences to movie theaters over the weekend. The DreamWorks production Shark Tale sold $49 million worth of tickets. Here's Kenneth Turan, a critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.
Shark Tale is an underwater movie that's gone to the well once too often. It lacks the invigorating freshness audiences have come to expect from computer animation. One handicap Shark Tale couldn't avoid was the accident of timing, the way it arrives in the wake of the much-admired Finding Nemo. But the film tries hard, especially in its look, to make us forget the past. Shark Tale is set in a visually inventive undersea Manhattan, the kind of place where fish talk on shell phones and shop at Martha Sturgeon.
Slight congestion here on the Inner Reef 95. There's an overturned mackerel. Authorities are trying to calm him down. Get out those shell phones and call into the boss, because you'll be late.
The film's peripheral elements can also be fun. There's a pair of Rastafarian jellyfish tough guys and the completely charming concept of an undersea whale wash. That's where graffiti-encrusted creatures luxuriate in a combination of tongue-scrubbing and turtle wax. Hang the expense.
Sykes Whale Wash, whale of a wash, and the price? Oh, my gosh. Oh, may I suggest a barnacle peel? Removes lines and salt damage. Good.
Shark Tale doesn't stint on the casting either. Some of the biggest stars in the business, Will Smith, Renee Zellweger, Jack Black, Robert De Niro, and Angelina Jolie, tackle this story. It details the unlikely friendship of a pair of undersea dwellers, unhappy with their stations in life. Oscar, voiced by Will Smith, is a little fish who is living small but dreams big. He wants to scam it rich and move to the elite top-of-the-reef condominiums. Lenny, voiced by Jack Black, has the opposite problem. As a shark and the son of the undersea godfather, voiced by De Niro, he's at the top of the food chain. But he's a secret vegetarian who wants to flee from his father's stern philosophy. You see something, you kill it, you eat it. It's a fine tradition.
I'm not asking you anymore. I'm telling you, eat it.
No, have mercy.
Pop, please.
Eat.
No, eat.
What are you...
Son,
no.
Eat
no.
The shrimp.
Please.
Lenny, eat. 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 Eat.
Put the shrimp down. All right, go now. No one's looking. Go. Get out of here. You're free now. Go on. Go. Go.
Thank you. You're a good person.
Unfortunately, Shark Tale is made up of too many standard components. The concept of mafia comedy has, heaven help us, been done to death. And the just-be-yourself lessons this film wants to teach sound more canned than sincere. Perhaps intending to distract us, Shark Tale comes off as incredibly busy, with too many characters talking way too fast. The effortless sophistication that marked Nemo at its best just isn't here. Younger kids will not notice the difference, but their parents likely will.
That's Kenneth Turan, who's a movie critic for Morning Edition and the LA Times. There are more movie reviews and features at npr.org.